When you write Python scripts for security automation, whether that means parsing log files, detecting anomalies, or automating vulnerability checks, your code does not live in a vacuum. Other people will read it, modify it, and build on it. You yourself will return to it 3 months later and wonder what a particular function was supposed to do. This is why documentation is not optional. It is a professional discipline, and in the context of security and DevSecOps, it is also a matter of traceability and auditability. This chapter focuses on one of the most important documentation mechanisms in Python, the docstring. You will learn what a docstring is, where to place it, how to write it correctly, how it differs from a simple comment, and why it matters in professional and security-oriented code. What is a docstring? A docstring, short for documentation string, is a string literal that appears as the very first statement in a module, a function, a class, or a method. It is written between triple quotation marks, either triple double quotes or triple single quotes, and it serves as the official documentation of the object it describes. Python treats docstrings in a special way. It stores them as an attribute of the object, accessible via the built-in underscore doc underscore attribute or via the built-in help function. This means that unlike a regular comment, which is simply ignored by Python at runtime, a docstring is a living part of the code that tools, developers, and automated systems can read and use. Here is a simple example. Def count underscore errors log underscore lines. Count the number of lines containing the word ER error in a list of log lines. Return sum 1 for line in log underscore lines if error in line. In this example, the string immediately after the function definition is the docstring. It tells any reader, human or automated tool, exactly what this function does. Docstrings versus comments. Understanding the difference. Many beginners confuse docstrings with comments. They are not the same thing, and understanding the difference is essential. A comment in Python starts with the hash symbol, hash, and is completely ignored by the Python interpreter. Comments are meant for developers reading the source code directly. They are useful for explaining why a particular choice was made, or for temporarily disabling code. Example of a comment. Hash, we use error in uppercase because the log format always capitalizes severity levels. Return sum 1 for line in log underscore lines if error in line. A docstring, on the other hand, is a string literal. Python processes and attaches it to the function, class, or module as its underscore doc underscore attribute. This means it can be accessed programmatically at runtime. Example showing the difference. Def count underscore errors log underscore lines. Count the number of lines containing the word error in a list of log lines. Hash error is always uppercase in our log format. Return sum 1 for line in log underscore lines. If error in line print count underscore errors dot underscore doc underscore hash output. Count the number of lines containing the word error in a list of log lines. The comment inside the function body is for the developer reading the code. The docstring is for anyone using the function, including automated documentation tools. Where to place docstrings? Docstrings can be placed in four locations in Python. At the top of a module, a .py file, before any imports or code, to describe what the module does and how to use it. Immediately after a class definition, to describe the purpose and behavior of the class. Immediately after a function or method definition, to describe what the function does, what parameters it takes, and what it returns. Immediately after the opening of a package's underscore init underscore dot py file, to describe the package. Here is a module-level docstring example for a utility script. Utils.py, utility functions for log analysis and security automation. This module provides helper functions to read, parse, and analyze log files. Produced by web servers and security tools, it is designed to be imported into other scripts in the security automation pipeline. Import re. This docstring gives any developer who imports the module an immediate understanding of its purpose without having to read through all the code. Single line versus multi-line docstrings. Docstrings come in two forms, single line and multi-line. A single line docstring fits on one line and is suitable for simple, self-evident functions. The triple quotes open and close on the same line. Def is underscore IP underscore address value. Return true if value is a valid IPv4 address, false otherwise. A multi-line docstring is used when you need to describe parameters, return values, exceptions, or usage examples. It starts with a summary line, followed by a blank line, followed by more detailed information. Def parse underscore log underscore line line. Parse a single line from an Apache access log. This function extracts the IP address, HTTP method, requested path, and HTTP status code from a standard Apache combined log format line. Parameters. Line, str, a single line from the Apache log file. Returns. Dict, a dictionary with keys IP, method, path, and status. Or none if the line does not match the expected format. Raises. Value error. If the line is empty or none. This structure is the most professional and most widely used in real Python projects. Docstring conventions, PEP 257. Python has an official style guide for docstrings called Python Enhancement Proposal 257, commonly referred to as PEP 257. Following these conventions ensures that your docstrings are consistent, readable, and compatible with automated documentation tools. The key rules from PEP 257 are: write docstrings for all public modules, functions, classes, and methods. Private functions, those whose names start with an underscore, may have docstrings too, but it is less strictly required. The first line of a docstring should be a brief, imperative mood summary of the object's purpose. Use imperative mood, say return the number of errors rather than returns the number of errors, or this function returns the number of errors. If the docstring is multi-line, the summary line should be separated from the rest by a blank line. The closing triple quotes should be on a line by themselves for multi-line docstrings. Do not just restate the function signature. A docstring like count underscore errors log underscore lines, counts errors adds no value. Docstring formats, Google, NumPy, and Sphinx. Beyond PEP 257, several communities have developed more structured formats for writing the detailed sections of multi-line docstrings. The three most common are: the Google-style format uses plain indented sections. Defload underscore log underscore file file path. Load the content of a log file and return its lines. args. File path, str, the absolute or relative path to the log file. Returns. List, a list of strings, each representing one line of the file. Raises. File not found error, if the file does not exist at the given path. The NumPy style format uses underlined section headers and is common in data science. Defload underscore log underscore file file path. Load the content of a log file and return its lines. Parameters. File path, str, the absolute or relative path to the log file. Returns list, a list of strings, each representing one line of the file. Raises, file not found error, if the file does not exist at the given path. The Sphinx style format uses special markup tags like param, type, returns, and raises, and is designed to be parsed by the Sphinx documentation generator. Defload underscore log underscore file file path. Load the content of a log file and return its lines. Colon param file path, the absolute or relative path to the log file. Type file path, str. Colon returns, a list of strings, each representing one line of the file. Rtype, list. Colon raises file not found error, if the file does not exist at the given path. For a DevSecOps context, the Google style is often preferred because it is readable without special tools, clean, and widely understood. Accessing docstrings at runtime. One of the most powerful features of docstrings is that they are accessible at runtime through the underscore doc underscore attribute or the help function. Example. Print load underscore log underscore file dot underscore doc underscore. Or interactively in a Python shell. Help load underscore log underscore file. This is especially useful when you have imported a utility module like the utils.py you built in the previous workshop. If your functions are properly documented, any team member can call help utils.count underscore errors and immediately understand what the function expects and what it returns, without having to open the source file. Why docstrings matter in security and DevSecOps contexts? In security automation, code is often reviewed by multiple people: security analysts, developers, auditors, and sometimes external consultants. Docstrings serve several critical purposes in this context. Auditability. When a security script is reviewed during an audit, clear docstrings allow reviewers to understand intent without reverse engineering the logic. This reduces the risk of misinterpretation. Maintainability. Security scripts evolve as attack surfaces and log formats change. A well-documented function tells the next developer exactly what assumptions were made, which reduces the risk of introducing bugs during updates. Onboarding. New team members can understand an entire security automation pipeline faster if every function has a clear docstring. Automated documentation. Tools like Sphinx or PDoc can automatically generate HTML documentation from docstrings, which is valuable when delivering security tools to clients or internal teams. Integration with TypeHints. Docstrings work alongside Python type annotations to make functions even more self-explanatory. Combining TypeHints with a docstring provides maximum clarity. Example: combining type hints and a docstring. defcount_errors log_lines, list, greater than int. Count the number of lines containing the word er error in a list of loglines. args. log_lines, list, a list of strings representing lines from a log file. Returns. Int, the number of lines that contain the string error. Return sum 1 for line in log_lines if error in line. Common mistakes to avoid. Here are the most frequent errors beginners make with docstrings. Placing the docstring after other code instead of as the very first statement. If you put a variable assignment or import before the docstring, Python will not recognize it as a docstring. Writing vague or redundant docstrings, this function does stuff or repeating the function name adds no value. Forgetting to update the docstring when the function changes, an outdated docstring is worse than no docstring because it actively misleads readers. Using single line strings, hash, instead of triple quotes, a regular string placed elsewhere in a function is not a docstring. Not documenting exceptions. In security scripts, especially those that deal with file access, network connections, or external data, documenting which exceptions a function may raise is critical for correct error handling. Practical summary. To write good docstrings in your Python security scripts, remember the following rules. Always write a docstring for every function, method, class, and module you create. Start with a brief, imperative mood summary on the first line. Use a multi-line format when the function has parameters, return values, or raises exceptions. Choose one format, Google, NumPy, or Sphinx, and apply it consistently across your project. Keep docstrings up to date whenever you modify the function's behavior. Use comments, hash, to explain why you made a specific implementation choice, not to repeat what the code does. Remember that docstrings are accessible at runtime via --doc_inhelp, making them a living part of your code. By applying these principles consistently, you will write Python code that is not only functional, but also professional, maintainable, and ready for the collaborative and auditable environment of security and DevSecOps work.